With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A horrific plane crash in northwestern India. An Air India flight with 242 people on board was bound for London. BBC correspondent Arunde Mukherjee reports from Delhi.
We've seen some videos that have come up on social media which show black smoke emanating from the crash site. There are some houses that are visible in the area, but I would hesitate to sort of pinpoint what kind of location this was. We've also tried to piece together some information from the flight radar website. So the last signal that was received was moments, seconds after takeoff.
Authorities fear all 242 people aboard the plane were killed. Protest over federal immigration enforcement raids and President Trump's move to mobilize the National Guard and Marines in Los Angeles have continued and are spreading nationwide, and are expected to continue into the weekend. The Trump administration said it would continue the raids and deportations despite the protests. Congressional Republicans laying the groundwork for a tax cliff at the end of President Trump's term in office. Bernie Bennett with details.
While the conference is pushing to make the 2017 Trump tax cuts permanent, additional measures geared toward working-class Americans are being slated for expiration at the end of 2028. The major expiring tax breaks in the House-passed version of the Republicans' domestic agenda bill are boosts in the standard deduction, the deduction for seniors, and the child tax credit, along with the cancellation of taxes on tips, overtime pay, and car loan interest. Budget hawks are saying that this sets up a tax cliff in the legislation like the one Republicans are now trying to surmount, since most of the 2017 Trump tax cuts expire at the end of this year. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 50, the Nasdaq up 22. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the morality of abortion.
The Gallup organization has been polling adults about whether or not it is morally acceptable for a woman to terminate her pregnancy. 49% of respondents say yes, abortion is moral, while 40% say no. Everybody else is undecided. Meanwhile, the poll finds the country about evenly split between those who call themselves pro-choice versus pro-life. Pro-choice gets 51% support. Pro-life receives 43%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As transgender service members face a deadline to leave the military, hundreds are taking the financial bonus to depart voluntarily. Active duty service members have until Friday to identify themselves and begin to leave the armed forces voluntarily. The National Guard and Reserve have until July 7th. And after that, the Pentagon will begin involuntary separations. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
A lower open for Wall Street this morning as the crash of a Boeing passenger jet dominated headlines and sent the troubled aerospace giant stock tumbling. Boeing shares fell more than 8% after Air India said a London-bound flight crashed shortly after takeoff in northwest India. The crash comes days before the opening of the Paris Air Show, a major aviation expo where Boeing and European rival Airbus will showcase their aircraft and battle for business. Oracle climbed 8.5% after the software maker beat Wall Street sales and profit targets and raised its forecast. Google has offered buyouts to another swath of its workforce across several key divisions in a fresh round of cost-cutting. Google employs most of the nearly 186,000 workers on the worldwide payroll of its parent company, Alphabet. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.